It's being hailed as a milestone for wind energy in New York, with the release of a final sale notice for the lease auction of almost 80,000 acres off the shores of Long Island. The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has named 14 qualified bidders for the auction to be held on December 15th. Liz Gordon, who heads the New York Offshore Wind Alliance, says once developed, the area will represent the equivalent of a major power plant, launching a new era in offshore wind power.
People are talking about the potential for 800 megawatts. This is tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of homes that are potentially powered by this one spot.
The first U.S. offshore wind farm is scheduled to go into operation off Block Island next month, generating just 30 megawatts of power. The New York State Energy Research and Development Authority will be bidding on the site. According to Gordon, if successful, NYSERDA would do the necessary preliminary studies, then accept bids from developers for the actual construction.
So it's sort of using a European model where the state takes on a pre-development role that reduces risk and makes it even more appealing as a site for offshore wind power development.
The United States lags far behind Europe in developing offshore wind. The site also will be critical to meeting the goals of New York's clean energy standard, and Gordon says the area going up for auction in December is just the beginning. Next year, the state will complete its offshore wind master plan.
The offshore wind master plan will drive forward the development of this incredible resource, not just in this one wind energy area, but in a vast area that could contain a number of different wind energy areas.
NYSERDA estimates that wind turbines in Atlantic waters could eventually generate up to 39 gigawatts of clean power for the state, enough to power 15 million homes. For Public News Service, I'm Andrea Sears.